Melodies, 94.3 FM.
Salvation, healing, miracles. The Accra Sports Stadium is about to witness the unmistakable power of God.
Be healed. Be healed of weakness. Be healed of diseases. Be delivered from it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
The Good Friday Miracle Service with Evangelist Dag Hayward Mills is here with us again. Mark your calendars. It's 29th March, 3 p.m. at the Accra Sports Stadium. Yes, the Good Friday Miracle Service this year is happening at the Accra Sports Stadium. Experience the power of the cross and the efficacy of the blood as we come together to mark the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The Good Friday Miracle Service with Evangelist Dag Hayward Mills, 29th March 2024, 3 p.m. at the Accra Sports Stadium. Be there.
Sweetheart, this is the best date of my entire life. Thank you so much.
You know I love you.
Oh, I love
you. Oh, not again.
Oh, darling, what's wrong?
Charlie, my battery. So wahala. Hold on, dear. Hello? Is this ChemD Batteries? I have a bit of a situation. My car won't start. Yeah, battery problems. Yes, I need a new one. Can you... Okay, sure, thanks. Babe, I'm so sorry. We have to wait a bit.
Oh, it's all right, dear. What's the plan, though?
Excuse me, sir. Kwesi from ChemD Batteries.
Wow, that fast?
And at no delivery charge.
What?
Are you serious? Free delivery and free alternator test?
Wow! And a warranty too?
Call ChemD Batteries for the best quality and affordable batteries like Bosch, Bulletin, PowerJet, brand new tires, spark plugs, etc. 0248-419-127. Locate them at North Kaneshi Swan Lake Bus Stop, La Paz, close to La Paz Community Hospital Junction, Tabora Alaji Curve opposite Trims Oil, and Sakaman adjacent Poultry Farmers Association. ChemD Batteries. Quality batteries delivered at your doorstep.
Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM.
Hello, good morning. This is how we choose to start our Generation 419 right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Welcome to Generation 419. And this is the Palm Sunday edition. And this is Hosanna from the camp of Koda. Time check is 5 minutes after 11. And my name is Reverend Dr. E.K. Hosanna. Hosanna. Come on. Jesus, Lord, this is the weekend. Easter is commencing. And we are rather starting on a good note with Hosanna. This is the Palm Sunday edition. Jesus. Generation 419. Galatians 4:19 says that my little children in whom I travel again in birth unto Christ be formed in you. And so if you hear my voice, it means that the children have guarded. And I have also guarded.
Strong and mighty. Yes, wedding queen.
This morning I have the young people from the All Nations Christian Center.
no weapons fashioned against me shall prosper.
Listen, we are coming to have a good time.
Freedom one lives in me, yes he does.
They are the ones who are going to be singing for Jesus to enter Jerusalem.
Me, I'm an overcomer. That's a yes wedding, come on.
Yes wedding,
and so call a friend to tell another friend that we are here live. At the point, I'll be opening the phone line so that you can make your contributions. You can text us on 0279-100600. And to all my friends who are celebrating their birthday in the month of March, today, one of my friends is celebrating her birthday. Nanama, this song is for you. Deborah Nanama Parry, happy birthday to you. May the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, may He sustain you. And this year, you have to promise that you'll be a good girl. Deborah Opari Nanama.
I already say, I am so unanimous.
Hosanna.
Come on, let me hear you.
Hosanna. Guys, how are you doing?
We are fine, thank you.
And you? I'm also doing well. Have you noticed that I was playing the song by Koda?
Yes.
That particular song, I was called to be the backing vocalist.
Hey.
Well, is it, were you there?
No, please.
All right, so welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Thank you.
And also welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you this morning. It's still in the morning. Okay, I'm happy to have you. And our mission today is very short. We want to talk about Palm Sunday. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Okay, we'll talk about Palm Sunday, and then we'll take few songs, because you are a lot. You have to give me some songs. You have to listen it, and all. You have to give us some song beat to feel that the Easter has actually started. Okay, so let me start with you. Your church is All Nations Christian Center. Where is it located?
It is located at Bubuashi.
Bubuashi. Yes. Where is Bubuashi? Bubuashi is just behind us here.
Yes,
Bubuashi. Okay, what's the name of your pastor?
Please, our pastor is called Reverend Ramsey Asantidate.
Reverend Ramsey
Asantidate.
Asantidate. Okay, Reverend, we say good morning to you and we give you a shout out. Thank you so much. Your children are here in the studio. I believe the whole church is listening to us. Everybody's listening to us.
Yes,
we are all.
So you told your parents you are coming on radio.
Yes.
Today there will be. So like I said early on, we would like to take some songs, okay, and then we will go into discussion on Palm Sunday. Okay, you tell me what you know about Palm Sunday, and then at a point we open the phone lines. Our friends who are home, who are also listening to us, they also tell us what they know about Palm Sunday. Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Is it a good deal?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Join in the song. Peace in heaven.
So if you're at home, you are not left out. I've introduced my guests. They are here and then they'll be taking us through. If you're at home, all you have to do is to keep your dial right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3 and then make it a conscious effort that when the phone lines are open, you make a wonderful contribution. You can also send us a text or a WhatsApp on 0279 100 600. All our songs are about Hosanna. We are shouting Hosanna, Hosanna. At this time, I'm convinced that your Bible is closer. You have your notebook and your pen and your pencil. Once again, I want to remind you that this is Sweet Melodies and it is Generation 419. This is where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. All right, guys, so what a blessing. Like I said early on, so I would like us to take the story on Palm Sunday. Okay, so Josephine, I think that you should help us to read the story on Palm Sunday. Where can we find that scripture?
The story of Palm Sunday can be found in the book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 11.
Matthew 21. So if you're at home and you are writing, Matthew 21, verse 1 to
11.
Matthew 21, verse 1 to 11. Matthew is the first book of the Old Testament.
New Testament.
See, why am I saying Old Testament? I've not eaten this morning. Okay, so let's go. So we are reading from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to
11.
Okay, let's go.
So it says, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem, and they came to Bethphage, at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, "The Lord has need of them," and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lonely and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." Amen.
Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. All right. So this is the story we have just read. So this one looks like a comprehension passage. Okay. So if I have to ask you, or if you meet somebody, the person says that, "Look, you've been talking about Palm Sunday, Palm Sunday. What is this Palm Sunday that you are celebrating as Christians?" What answer are you going to give the person? You answer. If somebody says that, "All right, you said you were at the studio today, you discussed Palm Sunday. What is Palm Sunday? What is Palm Sunday?" What's your name, please?
My name is Ohini
Ajepon. Ohini Ajepon. You look like the Ohini. No, come this way. Come this way.
Not Ajepon.
It's what?
Ohini
Jumfo. Ohini
Jumfo.
Jumfo. But you are Ohini.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Ohini is what?
King.
King. You look like a king. Or all of you, doesn't he look like a king?
He looks like a king.
Your body self-crash shows that. So, Ohini. Ohini, what is Palm Sunday?
Palm Sunday is celebrated. Palm Sunday is a Sunday, is a day before Easter.
Easter, okay.
It's celebrated to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm.
Who else want to ask something to? Yes. So if he is Ohini, you are?
Judah.
Yeah, Judah. Not Judah, so. Because this week, there we don't want to hear Judas. It's Judas who has brought us this thing. So we don't need to hear. So you are Judah. There's a difference between Judah and Judas. There's no S. Nice. So, Judah, tell us.
Palm Sunday is a Christian festival celebrated to remember the welcoming of Jesus into Jerusalem.
Into Jerusalem. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So is the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Okay. And that is a day we set aside as Christians to remember. We set aside as Christians to remember this particular day. All right. And as you are growing up, it is one of the things that you have to know. Okay. You know about Ten Commandments, you know about all the parables of Jesus in the Bible and all that. You also have to know about this particular festival that we celebrate as Christians. Is that beautiful? Now, in your submission when you were reading, we had an animal there called donkey. Why did Jesus decide to use a donkey? Why Jesus didn't say that they should bring? Who is answering this question? So if you're at home and you know the answers to what the questions I'm also asking, or you want to make a contribution, please text us. Now we can pick your calls now. So, but text us on 0279-100-600. Who is responding to me? What's your name, please?
Rosalind.
You are Rosalind.
Yes. Please.
Yes, Rosalind. So of all the animals, Jesus decided that he's going to use donkey. Why?
Okay, so Jesus decided to ride on a donkey because he brought peace. And a donkey signifies peace, meekness, and humility.
Mm.
And Jesus signifies all that.
Wow.
The people were expecting a king riding on a horse to wage war against the Romans.
Okay.
But Jesus came on a donkey,
okay,
which is signifying that he came to bring peace
to them
instead of fighting against the Romans.
Wow. Charlie, this is deep, oh. Or you don't think so? No, say again. This, take your time and say the thing again. Take your time and say it again. So my question is, why did Jesus choose a donkey? So now you even brought in horse.
Yes, please.
So when we see horse, we know that
the
we are going to fight. We are fighting.
Battle.
Okay, we are in for battle.
Yes.
But Jesus is not coming for battle.
No.
He came for peace. He's actually coming to tell us that, Charlie, look, these are your sins that you are struggling with that you can't stop and all that. Even the penalty for the sin you can't pay.
Yes.
The wages of sin, which is death, you can't pay for it. You can't even die for your sins. It's even difficult to die for yourself. But Jesus has come and said that, Charlie, look, I want to die for you. Why are you not clapping for Jesus? If Jesus said that he wants to die for you. It's a wonderful statement to make. I want to die for you. It's very serious. Which of you have collected canes for your friends before at school?
Hey.
Are you sure? So you were in class and the teacher decided that, Charlie, look, they are giving everybody 10 canes. Then you said that you take your 10 canes plus somebody's 10.
Yes.
Have you done that before?
Yes.
Tell us the truth. We are in church. We are in church. Have you done that?
I collected it for my friend because my friend was not feeling well.
Hey, you see everybody's laughing.
I collected it for
you. Are you serious?
Yes.
10 cases?
Yes.
Or how many? Tell us
it's
the
10.
Story. 10 cases?
Yes, please.
You collected your 10 cases and you took extra 10 for your friend?
Yes, please.
Charlie, you must be a savior. Oh, clap for him. But normally people wouldn't do that. I mean, to take or you are with your siblings at home, there's a problem. You can see that this problem, it's your sister, or this thing, it's your sister who caused it. And mommy is very angry. Mommy wants to beat her. He said, no, don't beat her. Come and beat me. It's been very hard to do that. Okay. So when Jesus chose the donkey, Jesus came in the form of, he came for peace. humility. You mentioned another word again.
Meekness.
Okay. So Jesus, that's why he's called the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. All right. We'll come back to our discussion. I would like to hear from you. Give me one song. Give us one song and then we can see. So we are blending the songs, and so this week and next week, okay, blending songs plus discussion is something new we are going to put up. All right, what song are you going to sing now?
Behold, he comes.
Yes, please. Behold, he comes.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. As the trumpets call, lift your voices, the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. As the trumpets call, lift your voices, the year of Jubilee. Of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. And the trumpets call, lift your voice, is the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think chapter 21, verse 5, he says that, tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on the donkey, even on the donkey's cult. All right. Beautiful. Now, at a point, I'm looking for this scripture where, okay, verse 7. I'm reading from the NLT version. So let me even start from verse 6. He said, two of the disciples did as Jesus had said. And verse 7 says that they brought the animal to him and threw their garments over the court, and he sat on it. Verse 8 said that most of the crowd spread their coats on the road ahead of Jesus, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Why is it that when Jesus was coming on the donkey, okay, the people who were following, okay, some of them removed their shirts, some of them went to cut branches, and then they spread it for the donkey to walk on it. Who is answering this question for me? What's your name, please? Please, you come and stand here so that I can hear you properly. Your name again?
El Makadesh.
Charlie, you have the name, so. El Makadesh. What does it mean?
El means God.
El means God. And Makadesh, you know?
Sanctified one.
El Makadesh. God sanctified one. Charlie, people have their names. So this generation, you know, Charlie, clap for your parents, because the names they've given you guys, your parents have tried. El Makadesh. It's a nice name. El Makadesh. The next time I go for a naming ceremony, I'll say they should call the child El Makadesh. So El Makadesh, tell us, did you understand the question?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go.
They spread their shirt on the road because the Lord and Savior was coming.
Because the Lord and the Savior was coming. So they have to spread their clothes there for the donkey to walk on it.
Yes.
All right. Who else has something to contribute? Okay. You are Judah. Okay. Judah, tell me something.
Because he was the king and the Messiah who come and save them from their sins.
Okay. The king and the Messiah
who will come and save them from their sins. From,
actually, Jesus is the Savior of the world.
Rosalind. They spread their clothes on the floor to show their respect and reverence they have for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally when kings are coming, they spread clothes and petals to welcome the king.
Mm.
So the people did that to show their respect.
To show that a king is coming. Yes, I think there's something similar with all the answers that you are giving me. Okay, so a king is coming. Somebody, you want to say something? All right, your name?
My name is Willet Atto.
Say again.
Willet Atto.
Willet. Hey, El Makadesh and Willet. Hey, you guys, are you in Ghana?
Yes.
Are you in Ghana with me?
Yes.
This same Ghana, that the capital is Greater Accra. Are you also here?
We are all here.
Willet. What's the meaning of Willet? I'm learning something new. What's the meaning of Willet?
Blessed.
Willet means blessed. Willet. How do we spell it?
W-I-L-E-T-T-E.
Willet. It's only for ladies. You can't call guys Willet. Willet means blessed. Okay, Willet, here's your contribution.
They spread their clothes in the branches for Jesus to walk on because they know that a Savior is coming.
A Savior is coming.
To save them from the Romans.
Wow. Wow. Why are you not clapping? You see, when you hear nice answers like this, you clap to encourage. To encourage the answers. Charlie, you guys are brilliant. You guys are doing well. You've been trained well. You have good pastors. The way you are talking, I've seen that you've been fed well properly. So, a king is coming. We have to give a king an honor, respect. Even I think that this our normal kings, you see, when they are coming, people spread things for them to walk on. Or even our assemblymen cry sometimes assemblymen are also called honorables.
Yes.
They are honorables. Their title is honorable. Hey, when they are coming, it's that honorable, then people are doing things. Okay. Even this assemblymen and our MPs and president, they are not savior of the world. They can't save the world. But even them cry, they work on something. Then Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world. So the people said that, look, we don't have anything. This is our shirt. We put our shirt there. We cut branches, palm branches, and other things so that you can walk on it safely. It's a sign that we have proper respect for you and we have proper reverence for you. Okay. So that is why Jesus, actually, the people decided that, look, we don't want you to walk on the bare floor. Okay. And that's why Jesus also didn't come like that, like walking. You see, it won't look this thing, has to be on something. Okay. You know when the president is coming or some important person is coming, some car, penny, then everybody's giving way. If you are driving, you have to look for a way and park your car. Otherwise, something will happen, something bad will happen to your car. Nice. It's the same thing that happened. And we are learning something. We are learning something. Do you want to give another song?
Yes.
Okay, so give me another song and let's go. So you are at home. We are coming to you very soon, okay? Hey, our time is running. No, today we'll have more time. Today we'll have more time. So what song are you going to sing again?
Okay, so we'll be singing one Sunday school song.
You sing one of your Sunday school songs?
Yes, please.
Beautiful. Brilliant. Which one is that?
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning.
Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning to the break of day.
Hosanna!
Sing Hosanna! Sing Hosanna! Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings! Sing Hosanna! Sing Hosanna! Sing Hosanna to the King!
Give me oil in my lamp,
keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning to the break of day.
Hosanna!
Sing Hosanna! Sing Hosanna! Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings! Sing Hosanna!
Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna. If you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. And I am here this morning with the children from the All Nations Christian Center at Bubuashi. Is it Bubuashi or Bubuashi?
Bubuashi.
Okay, you are children, you don't understand. It's called Bubuashi, but the people have spoiled the name, so they call it Bubuashi. All right, we are still on our discussion. Very soon, I'll be opening the phone line. Let me read another scripture, and then we dissect it again. Matthew 21. We are in Matthew 21. Okay, so and we've been reading our scriptures. There's another scripture here. Let's look for the reason. So in verse 2, Jesus said, go into the village over there, he said to them, I'm reading from NLT, and you will see a donkey tied there with a colt beside it. Untie them and bring them here. Now, verse 3 is where my question is. It says that if anyone asks you what you are doing, just say, the Lord needs them, and he will immediately send them. The Lord needs. Why was Jesus asking that if somebody asks? Let me see if I can read the King James Version. King James Version says that, if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord had need of them, and straight away he will send them. And NIV says that, if anyone says to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. So it's just trying to say that if the disciples go to untie the donkey and the colt, and somebody asks them that, why are you doing this? They said that, answer the disciples should give to them should be that Jesus needs them, and the person will just be quiet and let them. Why was this? Why did Jesus say that? Why is that? Somebody will ask. For somebody will be asking that. Why are they doing what they are doing? Do you get my question?
Yes. Please.
Yes. So who is answering me? Yes.
Because Jesus wanted to make use of it, because mm-hmm. the donkey was not regarded as something useful.
Okay.
So Jesus wanted to make good use of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he selected a donkey.
Yes.
To ride on.
Yes. So my question is, why would somebody question the disciples?
It belongs to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to, by all means, when the person read there.
So it was why are you untying it? Every yes. animal you see walking around belongs to somebody. There's no free fowl. There's no free goat.
Yes.
There's no free cow.
Yes.
If you see them walking, they have owners. Or
yes.
So by all means, so one of the things that I learned from this when I was reading this scripture is the fact that as young people, okay, like you are saying, people don't even think that we can be useful in anything, all right? And sometimes when we have to, or when we get a chance to come to rehearsals, we have to go to church, people will be like, what are the children going to do? Okay, but the answer Jesus says that we should give them is that he has need of them, all right? So as you are standing here, Jesus has a need of you. Is that clear?
Yes.
Jesus is interested in you. None of you here should think that Jesus is not interested in you. Jesus is interested in all of us, okay? Actually, there is no dustbin in the house of God. Shall I say it again?
Yes.
There is no dustbin in the house of God. So Jesus is interested in every one of us. But sometimes, as Jesus is calling you to come and serve him, to do something for him, an uncle, an auntie, your mother, your father will ask this question, that where are you taking my child? Who asks you, where are you taking my child? But Jesus said that if such question is asked, we should say the Lord has need of it, or the Lord has need of him, or the Lord has need of her. Are you getting the scenario?
Yes.
Yeah, so God has need for you. God needs you.
Yes.
All right. God actually wants you. God wants you to do something for him. God wants you to serve him. Okay. I think that's the basic thing they taught you in RME. The reason man was created.
Yes.
To serve God, or?
Yes.
Yes, to serve God. So God needs you. God wants you. God wants you to do something. You are not useless. Nobody here is useless. Nobody here should think that you are useless. Okay, maybe in the house they don't... Whether your parents want to buy a car, Picanto or Range Rover, they don't ask you. You are there, the car has come. Okay. Uh-huh. But when you get to God, as for God, he thinks about you and he puts you... he puts you first. Okay, so all of us are important to God. Whether you are in class 3, whether you are in class 4, you are in JHS, you don't go to school, whatever, as long as you are a child, God needs you. Okay, and amazingly, the devil is also after children. Do you understand? The devil also needs children.
Yes.
You don't get me?
Yes.
So when Jesus was born, okay, Satan went on a journey trying to kill all the children to get rid of Jesus. Okay, yes. And then also when Moses was born, you remember?
Yes.
When Moses was born, the decree came out that they should kill all the boys. But I think Exodus 2 verse 2 somewhere, Bible says that, and when his parents saw that he was a goodly child, he was hidden. All right. So you are all goodly children, and God is trying to hide you. You are precious to God. You are important to God. Let's take one song to mesmerize the atmosphere. What song are we doing? Oba Koko.
Oba
Koko. Above all. Because I heard Oba Koko. Hey, you people. Above all. Is it above all?
Yeah.
Oh, that song used to be my favorite too. Used to be my favorite. Another song became. So let's go.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men.
Indeed, above all. I have a message here. This one says that, wow, that's my church. Sorry. Somebody said, wow, that's my church and our Sunday school. God bless you, Rev, for hosting us. This is Mama Florence. Mama Florence. Okay. Mama Florence. God bless you so much. Mama Florence, God bless you so much. All right. So at this point, we want to open the phone lines for our friends who are at home, so that they can call us and they can make their contribution. So if you want to call us, it's 0279-100600. 0279-100600. 1-800-600-00. You can call us right now and then you make your contribution to what we are discussing. We are talking about Palm Sunday. We are discussing the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. All right. And it's been exciting here. Okay. And I have the children from the All Nation Christian Center. All Nation Christian Center. 0279-100-600. 0279-100-600. Okay. Let's go back to another scripture. Another scripture. So that we can pick a question from there. Matthew. Okay. Matthew 21 verse 9, Bible says that he was in the center of the procession and all the crowds all around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest." The entire city of Jerusalem was stirred as he shouted, "Who is this?" they asked. Let me read this in King James. He said that when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" Why were they asking this question? Who is this? Why were they asking this question? When Jesus was coming, some people were asking, when they saw the crowd coming, they were saying that, "Who is this?" I'm asking you, why were they asking this question?
Okay, so the people were asking this question because, because of how Jesus was coming on a donkey. They didn't expect a king to sit on a donkey, so they were surprised. So they were asking, "Who is this? Who is this? Who is this?" For then the disciples told them that he is the Messiah.
Yes. Verse 11 says that, let me read. Message Bible says that the parade crowd answered, "This is the prophet Jesus, the one from Nazareth in Galilee." I think we have a caller. Hello. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, can you hear us? Hello, good morning. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Oh, our caller. Sorry, please try and call again, okay? Do call again. Call again, call again, call again. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Please, your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Isaiah Nagete, calling from Abaneke.
Isaiah from Abaneke. Where is Abaneke?
Please, at Midia.
Midia. Ghana, you have the name, so Abaneke. Okay, Isaiah, what's your contribution? What are you contributing to? Or what have you learned so far from what we have done?
Please, my contribution for this day is Palm Sunday is celebrated to remember the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem.
That's brilliant. Do you want to sing any song for us?
Yes.
Please, yes, but I will think of it.
You record it and send to us, eh? Okay, so Isaiah from Abaneke, thank you so much for calling. He said that he learned that Palm Sunday is the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And I think that's what we've been discussing all this while. Okay, we celebrate this day to show that, yes, indeed, Jesus came down to die for us. Okay, so if you are listening to us, you can also call 0279-100-600. Yes, you are talking. You are saying something. You are making a contribution, and then we had a call.
Yes.
Please. Yes. So continue, please.
So the people, it was prophesied.
Please hold on. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are calling from, please.
Frances.
Your name is Frances.
Royce Reynolds.
Please, what is your name?
Frances Morrison Reynolds.
Okay. Frances, can you lower the volume of your radio set? Because I can hear myself there. This is so that you listen from the phone. Have you done that?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think it's better now. Yes, Frances, your contribution. What have you learned? What do you want to contribute to what we are discussing this morning? Hi, Frances. Frances. Hi. Hello, Frances. Frances, can you hear me?
I'm not talking.
Hello, Frances.
I don't know anything about that.
Frances, call us back. It looks like Frances wants to say something, but the mother says she doesn't want to say the thing. Yes. All right, so you can also call us 0279-100600. Hi, good morning.
Please, my name is Maxwell Ayamba.
Maxwell Ayamba. Calling from where, please?
Dentra.
You are calling from Dentra?
Yes.
Beautiful. Maxwell, tell us, what have you learned so far, or what do you want to contribute?
I have learned that Jesus Christ disciples followed Jesus Christ and went and bring a donkey to me.
Mm-hmm. That's all you have learned?
I have learned a lot, but I can't say all today.
Yes, yes, you keep some. Nice one. Thank you so much. Keep listening to us, okay? Every Saturday, Generation 4 Night Tunes, Sweet Melodies. God bless you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Okay, so we have a number of people who want to call us. You can also text, okay? You can also, somebody said it, try calling. Okay, keep trying, keep trying. There are a lot of people out there who are trying to call in there. So we are giving our callers just some few minutes and then we wrap up with our discussion. All right. Oh, if you flash the studio line, me, I can't call you with the studio line. So don't flash me. Just give me a call. Okay, give me a call. So we've been discussing the Palm Sunday, okay, which leads to so Friday, come Friday is Good Friday. Is that not it?
Yes, please.
Friday is Good Friday.
Yes.
So you have church service?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me pick this call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Hi. Your name, please.
I'm Safas.
You are Safas?
Yes.
Okay, Safas, I want you to lower the volume of your radio set, okay?
Okay.
So that you can hear me from the phone.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, have you done that?
Yes, please.
Okay, I can hear you clearly now. Safas, what's your contribution, or do you have any question for us?
No.
Yes, so you want to contribute. What have you learned?
I've learned that every Palm Sunday, Jesus went to Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
and they laid cloth on the ground and palm branches,
mm-hmm.
and he went into Jerusalem.
Beautiful. That's a brilliant submission. Thank you so much, and God bless you, Cephas. Keep listening to Generation 419, okay?
Okay.
Bye. All right, so Sunday, tomorrow is Sunday. Tomorrow we'll have church service, okay? And so tomorrow is Palm Sunday. Like we are saying, tomorrow is Palm Sunday, okay? And then on Friday will be Good Friday, okay? Good Friday. And then the following day, if Friday, we go to church on Sunday. Sunday becomes Resurrection Sunday. Next week Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Then we have Easter Monday. Easter Monday. Where will you be Easter Monday picnic? You'll be at church. They'll cook and bring and then Charlie, you go enjoy. That's another time to chew chicken. Oh?
Yes.
Okay. So before we wrap up, give us another song. You've been standing for a long time. Give us another song. What song are you giving us?
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let's go.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Charlie, guys, I'm very, very, very blessed to have you in the studio this morning. It's already afternoon, and I think that your contribution has been very helpful. Your contribution has been very important to our discussion this morning. All right. Before you leave me in the studio, I would like to give you some chance to give some shout out to some people. I have a message here. I have a lot of messages coming through. This one says that, please, good morning to you and the guests. Indeed, God bless you for the great work listening live inside Odoko. Odoko, the youth police officer, Bismarck Ofosu. All right. All correct, sir. I think we have a caller. Let's try and see if we can pick this call. Oh, I think it has become a missed call. Okay. Then I have a lot of messages. Let me go on WhatsApp and see. Because now you have WhatsApp messages. You have WhatsApp phone, so. Okay, a caller. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Charlie, you are our last caller. Okay, you are our last caller. What's your contribution? Okay.
My contribution is that when Jesus came to Jerusalem, his disciples put palm trees on the floor so that the donkey will pass on it.
Mm. Thank you so much. What's your name?
Jones.
Jones. Please come again. Your name?
John.
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 Okay. Thank you so much for your discussion and for your contribution. We are blessed. Have a good day. Okay. So I want to give some shout out to some people, just few of you, and then I want to talk to your madam, Ivy. Yes?
Okay, so we send greetings to our head pastor, Reverend Ramson Asante Date.
Okay, Rev, we say shout out to you. Shout out. Why are you not saying shout out to Reverend?
Shout out to Reverend.
All right. And who else? Yes.
Please, I also want to say a shout out to all our church members listening to us.
All our church members listening to us.
Yes, from every branch.
All Nation Christian Center. From where are the branches located?
Okay, we have a branch in Kaswa.
We have Kaswa.
Amasana.
We don't say Kaswa again. It's called Kasland.
Kasland.
Or Cass City.
Okay.
This is Cass, why it looks like Cass Land or Cass City. So Cass Land, Cass City, and then where?
Bodrasi.
Amasama.
Accra Central.
Accra Central. All over. So all of us in all the branches, God bless you so much for tuning in and supporting us. And the very last one, yes.
Charlie,
your name again is
Willette Ato.
Willette. I like the name. I'll write it down. When we close, all right, yes.
We say shout out to all our pastors from every branch.
All the pastors from to our reverend, to all our church members, and to all the pastors. God bless you.
Yes. Last one, not forgetting our mama, the mama of the house.
Hey, who is the mama of the house?
Reverend Florence Asantidati.
Oh, what did she send me a message?
Yes.
Oh, mommy, God bless you so much. Mommy, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful.
We love you.
You are Lord over all the earth. 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 The Lord our God is. You are Lord over all the earth. You are Lord over all the earth. Jesus is Lord.
The earth. So it's been a blessing hosting the children from the All Nation Christian Center. We've been talking about Palm Sunday. Particularly, I've been blessed. I've been honored to have them in the studio. Very wonderful submission there. And they came with their lady pastors. Lady pastors, welcome.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourselves to my listeners.
Okay, so my name is Ivy Akrofi.
Ivy Akrofi.
Yes, please.
Okay. Mrs. Ivy Akrofi.
Okay, yes, please.
Oh, we should throw your husband's name away.
Oh, no, that's his name, Akrofi.
So you said Mrs.
So, Mrs. Ivy Osei.
Let the people know you are Mrs. Because the way you are flaunting the ring, you know. And then you are Mrs.
Estalfori.
Mrs. Estalfori. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
To be here.
What has been in preparation this with what has gone into preparing these children for?
Okay, so when we got the invitation from you, we were elated because it's an opportunity to come here and also share with the world what we have.
Mm.
So we took it into advisement with the board.
Mm.
And then the kids were so happy to be here. But we just had a week to prepare them here.
I see.
And I must admit, they made us proud. It made us proud.
Very, very, yes. Very. Your children are very brilliant. And interacting with them, I've learned that they've been really fed well. I mean, they have good pastors, actually.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. So where is your church located? Because they were trying to tell me where some of the branches are located. So if somebody is around and the person would like to come to church at your place, where should the person go?
Oh, we are in Accra here. Mm. We are located in this Bubuashi.
Bubuashi.
Yes.
The Bubuashi behind us, or there's another Bubuashi at Ashaima.
Ashaima. Bubuashi behind us.
Every place is in Ashaima.
Yeah.
Ashaima, Jerusalem, Ashaima, Russia. Ashaima, every name is there. So if you are mentioning the name, say Bubuashi, Accra.
Bubuashi Accra.
Accra, yeah, into bracket Accra.
Yeah, we are just in the Accra Academy.
Okay.
The Accra Academy. We are just on the main road,
okay.
Main Kanishi Highway.
Wow.
And that's where we can be located.
Wow. Wow. It's a blessing to have you. And I want to encourage you to continue the good work you are doing. These are lives. These are future prophets. These are apostles. These are pastors. These are evangelists. And these are teachers. Okay. So, like you've been doing, I think that you should do more.